John, let's go to another winning locker room in Charlotte, where the Panthers beat the Buffalo Bills 9-3 this afternoon, and we'll check in with a member of their secondary, Daryl Worley. Daryl, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you guys were really familiar with Sean McDermott, of course, your former assistant coach, now the head coach of the Bills. What was the difference in the game for you guys to hold them without a touchdown in this one?
Honestly, just all 11 players on our defense just doing their job. I mean, as long as we're doing that, we should be able to stand pretty stout against any offense that we're going to face this year.
So when you studied them this week going into the game, I would imagine it was not let the quarterback beat you with his feet, but more importantly, not let LeSean McCoy take over the game. Seemed to work out pretty well, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was one of our points of emphasis. I mean, those two guys, they're special players, especially when they have the ball in their hands. So the more we can limit the things that they're doing, whether it's after contact, after the catch, with anything, we just wanted to limit and rally, get all 11 guys to the ball.
Tell me your scouting report on Tyrod Taylor going into the game.
Honestly, he's not a guy, a very tall guy as far as stature goes, but he's a very lethal guy. Once his read is in there and he pulls it down, he can definitely hurt you.
We're chatting with Daryl Worley of the Carolina Panthers after a 9-3 win over the Buffalo Bills this afternoon. Daryl, down the stretch last year, of course, you guys lost Luke Kuechly to an injury. Through the first two games of the season, you guys have been dominant defensively. What's it meant to get him back in the lineup?
He's a special player, and he's definitely the best linebacker in this game that's currently playing. I mean, you can tell what he does for our defense. He's a quarterback. He runs everything. I mean, with him having this, being there, it just gives us another level of confidence.
So defensively also, got to be patient. Your offense still hasn't hit on the cylinders you expect it to. I mean, you win football games, and that matters, but I still think we're waiting, as are you, for a McCaffrey and for that type of group and Cam to bust out and get this thing going again.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, it's going to be something special when they do start clicking on all cylinders. But at the end of the day, this is a team defense. I mean, it's offense, defense, and special teams. I mean, if the offense is having such a special day, I mean, we got to pick them back up, and that's what happened today.
Hey, Daryl, what was the key there on that last drive? Because it seemed like towards the end of the game there, Buffalo's starting to move the football. How were you guys able to stop them there?
Just knowing that they needed a touchdown to win, honestly. Not letting anything get behind us. I mean, they were going to try to nickel and dime us, which they did. Getting down to a point where you just said we had to start playing a little bit more aggressive so that we can cut down on the yardage and being able to make a stop.
Well, when you stop LeSean McCoy, you usually beat Buffalo. So congratulations on a huge win. And I always say this, good teams win when they're not playing their best. And that was your defense was at its best, offense not. So that's a big win to come away from. Congrats.
Thank you very much.